and welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Leo, and Emily.
Hello! And each episode we will tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you. So we've been away for a little while. We hope everyone missed us.
Yeah, we missed you. But we're back now and everything is groovy.
Ooh, you're in a good mood, Leah.
That's because it's March and I'm feeling as mad as a March hare.
You sound like a crazy cartoon character.
I'd make a brilliant cartoon character if I may say so myself.
Yeah, I believe that.
Actually, I think I might like to do a top five.
A top five? Oh my gosh, we haven't had one of those in ages. Okay, what's it going to be?
Haven't you guessed? Cartoon characters!
Oh, brilliant. So are these cartoons that you used to watch when you were younger?
Yeah, I loved all of these cartoons.
So I have to do the thing, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay, right, here we go. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, listeners, here is Leo's Top 5! Okay, so coming in at number 5 of Leo's favourite cartoon characters, it's...
Batman from the animated series.
Oh, Batman. Yeah, the animated series is brilliant. I thought he'd be higher on your list, Batman.
Well, I would usually put such an amazing character higher up on my list, but then again, Batman isn't originally from a cartoon. He was from the
point.
DC comics and he's been in a lot of movies as well. So.
That's true. There's also something really cool about the animated series, and that's the person who does the voice of the Joker.
Well, yes, the Joker was played by Mark Hamill, who also plays Luke Skywalker in Star Wars.
Yeah, he's a great voice actor, Mark Hamill.
Yeah, he really is.
I find that quite funny, because Luke Skywalker was such a hero and the Joker is such a villain.
Yeah, and talking about voice actors, the voice actor for Batman in this show, until recently, has played Batman in most of the games and in...
Most of
his animated series until very recently.
Oh, good knowledge. Okay, so Batman's number 5. Here we go. Coming in at number 4, it's...
Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
Meep, meep.
I love those Looney Tunes cartoons. Is it the Roadrunner that's your favourite or is it Wile E. Coyote?
I mean, I love a good bit of Roadrunner, but on the other hand, Wile E. Coyote is just so funny. All the ways he tries to stop Roadrunner, and he just keeps failing.
I know. I feel really sorry for Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, but they're an amazing duo.
They
in
are,
a classic
aren't they?
Cartoon.
Do you know my favourite bit is, you know when something really heavy is about to fall on Wile E. Coyote? He always puts up this tiny little umbrella. He isn't going to do
yeah.
anything.
And he has stuff written on signs that he holds up as well.
That's right, yeah. Oh, good one. Okay then, coming in at number 3, it's...
Leonardo! Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my goodness me, you used to love that when you were a kid, because obviously it's your name.
Yeah.
So the cartoon series had this really cool theme tune. Do you remember the bit about Leonardo?
Well, yes I do. I think it went... Leonardo's the leader in blue.
Does anything it takes to get his ninjas through. Yeah, it's so cool. Oh, and I remember when you were very little, you made me paint your face like Leonardo the turtle.
Yeah.
Okay, Leonardo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and he's at number 3. Coming in at number 2, it's...
Gumball from The Amazing World of Gumball.
Gumball, that is one of the funniest cartoons ever. He's a cat, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from a show on Cartoon Network, and it's just, it's so funny. It's got practical jokes that maybe the little ones might find funny, and then, like, verbal, really... funny jokes that older people might find funny as well.
I know. I used to find it funny when I watched it with you.
Yeah.
They're a really weird family, though. Isn't his best friend a fish?
His brother and his best... It's a long story, okay? Go watch the series and you'll find out.
It is really funny. And what's that? Do you know the line? What does he say about pardon my French?
Pardon my French, but that is total baguette.
Gumball, absolutely brilliant and very funny. Mm. Right. Oh, I can't wait to find out who's coming in at number 1. Here we go. At number 1, so Leo's favourite cartoon character of all time is...
Homer Simpson!
Homer Simpson!
From a cartoon that I still watch today.
Yeah, The Simpsons. Oh my goodness. What is it that you love so much about Homer Simpson?
I mean, he's just such an iconic character. You can't really go through your life without seeing at least one episode of The Simpsons.
But he's really silly and he gets things wrong all the time. And I don't know, we do find him funny, don't we?
Yeah, he's very funny.
He is actually a good dad, isn't he?
In the end.
Yeah.
After a couple troubles, maybe.
He is. Homer Simpson, absolutely classic. I loved that, Leo. This is amazing. That was Leo's Top 5!
So, I think it's time for some shout-outs.
Oh, my goodness. We've got loads of shout-outs because we've been away for a while. Now, what I would say before we go is if you don't hear your shout-out, don't worry. We will always find you. And you might just want to give your parents a bit of a nudge if we've missed you off. But we will always try and get to you. So, Leo, take it away. Who have we got first?
Firstly, we have Wyeth, who will be 9 very, very soon. He's in Massachusetts, USA.
Yeah, his birthday's coming up on, I think it's the 5th of March. So, happy birthday, Wyeth! Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Next, we have Sophie, who is 6 from Utah, USA. She loves episodes with Leo's Top 5.
Ooh.
I bet she likes this episode.
Indeed. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
Thanks for listening.
Here's a shout-out to Bianca, who is 7 from Stratford in London. She sent us an awesome drawing of Mama Dragger.
Oh, it was really good. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Bianca.
Thanks for listening.
Next, we have a shout-out for Claire, who is 6.5 from Loveland, USA. She sent us an amazing poem about the springtime.
Oh, yeah, it was lovely. Hi, Claire. Thanks for listening.
We have another shout-out for Benjamin, Lillian and Jacob in Colorado. They love the stories and they sing our songs.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah, we work hard on those songs, don't we?
Yep.
Hi, folks.
Hi, folks.
Thanks for listening.
Here's a shout-out to Charlie, who is 6.5 from Scotland. He loves stories with legends and witches.
Oh, we might have to do Macbeth.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That would be great.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Thanks for listening.
Next, we have a shout-out for Shepherd, who is 7 in South Carolina. Your friends Hadley and Amber say hi.
And so do we. Hi,
Shepherd.
Shepherd. Thanks
for
listening.
And finally, here's a shout-out to Rafe, who is 7 from Texas. He can't wait to hear the part 3 of The Snow Queen.
Oh, neither can I. Hi, Rafe.
Thanks
for listening. Oh, Leo, that was brilliant. And remember, folks, if you would like a shout-out on the podcast, then you can either let us know in the Dragonfly Tales Facebook group or you can email us, emilydragonflytales@gmail.com.
Tell us your age and your town, please.
That's right. And I'll put all the details in the show notes.
So, the time has come.
The final part is here.
Is it time to rejoin Gerda in her search for Kai?
Okay, that's just a weird voice. Do you remember at the end of part 2, do you remember where she was heading on the reindeer?
I think they were just arriving in Lapland.
That is correct. So how do you think we should start our final part of The Snow Queen?
I think we should start. Gerda and the reindeer had arrived in Lapland.
Excellent. Gerda and the reindeer had arrived in Lapland.
Gerda must be freezing cold.
She was, but the reindeer knew an old woman who could give them food and shelter. When they reached her little hut, the roof nearly touched the ground, and Gerda and the reindeer had to crawl in on their hands and knees.
Well, hooves and knees.
Oh, yeah.
Do reindeers have knees?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, okay.
Inside, the old woman was busy boiling fish over an oil lamp.
Well, that sounds disgusting.
Gerda was so cold she couldn't speak, so the reindeer spoke for her.
Madame, I have been held prisoner by a bunch of filthy robbers. It is a ghastly tale. There I was, prancing the valleys one fine morning, when I stopped to nibble a mushroom. When these awful people dragged me away from my beloved Lapland and kept me imprisoned in their stinking, dirty castle. No freedom, no fields, no vistas. Alone, isolated. Oh, yes. Then Gerda came and set me free, and now we have to find her friend who's with the Snow Queen.
The old woman looked at Gerda. Gosh, he's a bit dramatic, isn't he? Oh, you poor dear. And you're still hundreds of miles from the Snow Queen. Let's get you warm and get some food in your belly.
When Gerda was warm and had eaten some fish, she did feel better and asked the old woman about the Snow Queen.
Oh, well, I don't know very much at all. But I tell you who does, that old Finn woman in Finland.
The Lapland woman told them they still had many miles to go to reach Finland and that she would write a message to the wise woman to take with them. But she didn't have any paper to write on.
Well, what did she use then?
She used a dried fish.
Right. What?
Well, it's better than nothing. She gave the fish to Gerda, and when Gerda had warmed herself and had the food, it was time to head on.
She climbed on the reindeer's back, bid goodbye to the woman, and the two sped on through the snowy wind to Finland.
To Finland!
The northern lights glittered and danced above them, lighting the way as the reindeer pounded through the snow. When they arrived in Finland, they searched for the wise woman's hut, and when they found it, Gerda went to knock on the door. But there wasn't a door, just a chimney sticking out of the snow, blue smoke curling out of the top. Gerda looked at the reindeer.
I guess that's the only way inside.
The reindeer shook his head.
If you think I, a beast of the snow, I'm going to climb down that chimney. You are very, very much mistaken.
But Gerda was already climbing down through the chimney, so the reindeer huffed and followed her, his antlers scraping the sides and his hooves flailing. It was very dark and smoky inside, and very hot. The Finland woman was ancient, the oldest person Gerda had ever seen. And she was wearing nothing but a bikini.
That's ridiculous.
Well, would you prefer her to be naked?
Hey, come on, that's going too far.
So, she was wearing nothing but a bikini. It was so hot that Gerda had to take off her warm boots, and the reindeer's legs began to wobble.
Too hot!
The old woman smiled at Gerda and beckoned her close. She took the dried fish, read the message three times, and threw the fish into her cooking pot over the fire.
Best not waste good fish. You're Gerda, and your friend here is about to faint.
The old woman went to a corner of the hut and came back with a giant ice cube and put it on the reindeer's head.
Oh, better. Much, much better.
Now, Gerda, tell me everything.
And so Gerda told her about her adventures, about the Snow Queen, and about Kai. And when she had finished, she looked at the old woman's lined face and she tried not to cry. She said, "Can you help me save him, please?"
"What makes you think I have anything that can save your friend? I've nothing to defeat the Snow Queen."
"Oh, that's just fantastic. You mean we have come all this way for nothing?"
The ice had melted on the reindeer's head, and so the old woman put another giant cube between his antlers.
There you are. Gerda, you have all you need to save Kai. He has a glass splinter in his heart and another in his eye. Splinters that came from a very wicked mirror. he believes that the Snow Queen and her palace are the best things in the whole world. That's because his heart is frozen. You alone can melt his heart with your love. Are you brave enough to try?
Gerda trembled. Yes. Yes, I am.
I knew you were. You best be off to the Snow Queen's palace. Reindeer, take her to the palace north of here, near the top of the world, and leave her outside. She must face the Snow Queen alone.
Alone? I'd be terrified. But I guess she's got to face the villain and get back Kai.
I guess. The final ride was the coldest. Gerda's head was so full of fear she had forgotten to put on her boots. By the time she remembered, they were already too far away from the hut. The cold was piercing. The wind was biting. But they did not stop until they came to the Snow Queen's palace. It rose up out of the snow like enormous icicles, shimmering blue and white. It was as if the palace breathed out icy blasts as the reindeer set her down way back from the towering ice gates. Tears rolled down his furry face.
I must leave you here, sweet Gerda. Find your friend and bring him back.
She threw her arms around him and hugged him tight.
Thank you, my dear friend.
Gerda stood alone in her bare feet before the ice palace. As she stepped forward, the snow in front of the gates began to swirl. Snowflakes filled the air ahead of her, and with each step she took, they grew larger and larger.
Just like the one Kai saw from his window?
Yes. The snowflakes began to change shape before her eyes and formed a line across the gates. They fused together into huge snowy forms, hulking and snarling. Polar bears.
Polar bears?
Their jaws wide, their eyes black. They roared at Gerda.
Who goes there?
Gerda was terrified. Her feet stung with the cold, but she stepped forward.
My name is Gerda. I've come for my friend Kai.
It was so cold she could see her own breath, misty and smoke-like.
Why should you pass?
Gentle bears, please, for the love of my friend.
Her words travelled through the air on her warm breath. And when they reached the bears, they shook their fur, yawned, lay down, and melted away in a flurry of snowflakes.
Whoa, that's magical. Do you think it's our breath?
Deep inside the palace, Kai stared at his fragments. His fingers were now completely black, and he hardly had the strength to push the pieces around. The Snow Queen watched from her throne. She threw her head back and laughed. Then an icy wind swept through the halls and she stopped laughing. Gerda was standing in the hall.
Have you come to play with your little friend?
Kai!
She rushed over to him and hugged him.
Kai, it's me, it's Gerda. I've found you. Let's go home.
But Kai was motionless, his eyes like glass, his heart inside like a frozen bird, barely fluttering at all.
Kai? Kai, please speak to me. I've come all this way to find you. Don't you know me at all?
The Snow Queen smiled, showing her icy white teeth.
It would seem not.
Gerda sank to her knees next to her friend and wept, her tears turning to little droplets of ice on her cheeks.
Grandmama misses you so. I'm sure she's tending the roses at home. Oh, Kai.
She put her arms around him and whispered.
Roses may bloom and roses may die, but we will be friends, both you and I. Always, always friends, both you and I.
Kai turned his head slowly and looked at her. Gerda tried again.
Roses may bloom and roses may die, but we will be friends, Gerda and Kai. Always, always friends, both you and I.
At that moment, he knew her. His eyes filled with tears.
Gerda? Gerda?
He started to cry, and the tears warmed his eyes and flushed out the splinter. He could see her. His heart began to flutter and the ice began to melt around it, and the splinter in the heart dissolved away.
Gerda, my friend!
Gerda pulled him to his feet and danced him round and round to warm him up. The blood flowed around his body and the black and the blueness disappeared. His cheeks became rosy and his eyes became alive and bright. The Snow Queen gripped her throne with icy fingers and she snarled. But the two kept dancing, round and round, until Kai was warmed all through. Then the fragments on the ground started dancing too, all on their own. The children watched as they skated and spun, making beautiful patterns and spirals. The pieces slid together to form a word.
Eternity! Look, Gerda, they're spending eternity. That's it, I'm free, Gerda!
He turned to face the Snow Queen.
I've done it! You cannot hold me here! I'm free!
The Snow Queen sank back in her throne and sighed. So what? I'm bored of you anyway. You are nothing to me now. She waved them away, for what did she understand of friendship or love? Nothing. Gerda and Kai ran from the Snow Queen's palace and their joy-filled laughter echoed through the lonely halls. The reindeer was waiting patiently and was so happy to see them, he leapt into the air.
Whoa! How do you do, Kai?
He took them all the way back to Finland, where the wise woman fed them and gave Gerda back her boots. Then they raced back to Lapland and had fish stew with the old woman there. They waved goodbye to the reindeer and promised to visit him soon. They travelled on foot until the white snow gave way to green forests and spring flowers. The robber girl was delighted to meet Kai, and they agreed to meet up in the town soon. The two friends ran along the banks of the river, racing sticks and giggling, and the river giggled back. Until Gerda and Kai heard the sound of the city bells ringing.
We're home!
We're home! They rushed to Grandmama's house and up the stairs.
Gerda! Kai! You're safe! And you've grown! Look at you both!
And they had. They were older and taller and much more grown up than when they left. The roses on their little bridge had grown back too. And as they sat together, holding hands, the warm sun on their faces, it was as if the Snow Queen and her icy winter world had all just been a dream. For here, it was summer. Once more.
The end.
moment. So, Leo, did you like how our epic story ended?
It was incredible.
It was, wasn't it? What was your favourite bit?
Well, I found it interesting that the Snow Queen wasn't defeated with power, but more, she was left alone, cold and lonely, never to experience love, unlike Gerda and Kai.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they do say that love conquers all.
Yeah.
And I like how the two friends return home and they've grown up and they're a bit wiser, which is always lovely. That tends to happen at the end of a quest, doesn't it?
Yeah. And of course, I especially loved the reindeer.
The reindeer, the dramatic reindeer. Mm. Oh, brilliant.
So that's it for this episode. Thanks to all of our listeners for their drawings, poems and story ideas. And we'll have a brand new story coming soon.
And if you're enjoying our podcast, we'd love you to leave us a review saying how much you love us.
5 stars, please.
And if you can, make a little donation on the website to keep us going. And thank you so much. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily and Leo.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast and we'll be back with another story soon. But until then,
roses may bloom and roses may die.
We will be friends, both you and I.
Bye.
Our podcast is brought to you by Emily, Leo and Andy at Dragonfly Tales. Join our Dragonfly Tales podcast group on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Dragonfly Tales Pod, and follow us on Twitter at Emily Dragonfly. Bum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.